אז ימלא ישחק פינה, ושעיני נרינה. אז יאים ובגאים, הגדיל השם לעשיס עם אלה. Then, after Hashem's return, the captivity of Zion, when we're like dreamers, our mouth will be filled with laughter, and our tongue with glad song. Then they'll declare amongst the nations, Hashem has done greatly with them. Az yamale ischaik pinol shanei nirina. Then our mouth will be filled with laughter and our tongue with glad song. Rav Hirsch says we'll explode with laughter when we're surprised by the unexpected miraculous turn of events. That's what happens. Person watches a comedy. When do you laugh? When the unexpected happens. Slapstick humor. Then we laugh. We never thought it would be this way. Wow. Ibn Ezra points out, it says, Az yamale ischaik pinu, in the singular, that every individual will personally rejoice and exult over Hashem returning us. And this foreigner says, that what does it mean that our mouth will be filled with laughter? It means our mouth will be filled with laughter, nothing else. We won't feel even the slightest trace of sorrow. Dear Hashem, Yeshiva, Nuvon, Siyam, Barina, V'simcha, Seylam, HaRosham, says the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Then the redeemed of Hashem will return and come to Zion with glad song, eternal gladness on their heads. They'll attain joy and gladness, sadness and sighing will flee. All we'll do is we will devote our tongues exclusively to the recital of glad songs of thanksgiving, because it was no longer necessary to use our tongues for tearful prayers of Yeshua of salvation. It's interesting that the Gemara tells us, in Gemara and Brachas, Aleph Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yechon says, Neim Shem Bayechai, Asul Adam Namal Eschaik Piv Bayram Azeh. In the world as it is right now, you're not allowed to fill your mouth with laughter. Meaning, we're not meant to experience unadulterated happiness. Happiness with no tinge of sadness. That will only come and that will only happen and be permitted when all the nations say, Higdil Hashem Nasei Simela. Hashem's done greatly with them. Ours, only them. Lamalis Chakpiv Bai Lamazeh. We can't fill our mouths with laughter in this world. That's for Titzchat Liyom Achra, and laughing, having the last laugh. However, I think it's incredible that through the last 2,500 years, we've sung about the fact that we'll laugh at the end of it all. No matter how difficult life will have been, has been. It's like Rabbi Akiva, who sees destruction in front of his face. He sees the desolation on the Temple Mount and bursts out laughing because he's confident that the Geula will come. According to the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Akiva is laughing when they're taking him to be executed because he understands we have the last laugh. Even if his mouth isn't full of laughter just yet because we're not there yet, nonetheless he's able to laugh even now in Galus. Keeping an eye on the future, understanding we will have the last laugh. We're not there yet. Of course, Asala Adam Lamalas Pivs Khaibay Lamazah. But at least to understand that we can sing about laughing. We can sing about laughing because we know that we are going to get there. And when we do, we are going to absolutely laugh our heads off. Rejoice with the most immense and intense gladness. It's almost impossible to conceive of, but at least we need to know it's there.